This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Brock Heward joins us now. Good morning, Brock. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. How's the roundtable doing?
We're awesome.
Y'all doing good?
Never been better.
Oh, that's awesome.
Shocking. We woke up with a little snow flurry this morning here. That doesn't happen to us a lot.
You're in the deep south.
Wow, that is crazy. It's almost as crazy as like Citadel coming in. I think it's going to be nuts on Saturday,
wow.
Bro.
See, we're not, West Coast, 30 seconds into talking to a national voice for college football and scheduling already comes up. Amazing.
Joel Klatt stole Brock Heward's phone.
Well, this week is just bitter, okay? You're going to get a little bitter Brock, a little bitter Bob, because Bob with Schusen has a bye week. Once a year, he's got a bye week. He's the voice of the Jets, and many times, you know, where he is with the Jets will, you know, dictate or, you know, sometimes challenge some of the different assignments we can have. So this is his bye week. This is like Christmas. This is, man, we can be anywhere, anytime, any place. I think 2 weeks ago, I started to do the stupid thing and look ahead. I'm like, okay, when is Bob's bye? We haven't had it yet. When is his bye? Oh, his bye is this week. Okay, let me go to college football. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Of all the weeks that he has a bye, it has got to be the week that the SEC just plays basically nobody. So, yeah, there's a little bitterness, not going to lie.
Okay, as a former quarterback you played there, you're going to be there this week in Pullman, Washington. Washington State still an outside shot of making some noise in this college football playoff. They've won 12 consecutive games in Pullman. What is the atmosphere in Pullman, Washington like on a Saturday?
Yeah, that's a good question. It is, it's about, 40,000 strong, 42, 45,000 strong. Reminds me a little bit of TCU, some of these stadiums that I think were built totally appropriately for the size of school, for the fan base around that school as far as being able to get to it, really pack it out. So, you know, it's not a enormous venue. It's not going to blow you away. If you're used to the SEC cathedrals, you're going to say, wow, that almost looks like a Texas high school stadium. But, man, is it ever electric. And they did it absolutely right. It's in the center of campus. I thought game day, kind of put it in perspective perfectly. It was a wonderful picture that weekend that when it's going good there and everybody comes back for the games and so many of their alums and such, the place is absolutely rocking, and it will be certainly Saturday night.
ESPN's Brock Heward is with us. You can follow him on Twitter at BrockESPN. He's on the Bud Light Hotline. I want to rewind a couple of weeks. You had Auburn, Texas A&M, a game Auburn pulled out of the fire, but we saw some offensive issues that show themselves again in Athens, and they've shown themselves again just about all year long. When you looked at the Auburn offense and its struggles in that game, what jumps out at you that they just can't get right now?
Yeah, you just don't have a group up front that can do what, you know, Gus and his crew needed to move people. You know, I had them off of the bye week. They had the bye the week before. We had a good discussion with Chip and Gus and crew, and, you know, they really felt like they had evaluated things, had enough inventory to self-scout and really look at themselves at that point and say, you know what, we just can't do these things in the run game, and they can't. So they tried to feature the things they can do, and even that against, you know, good competition and certainly elite competition on those defensive lines in the division you're in the SEC, you just it makes everything an uphill battle because he wants to run the ball. This is not Ole Miss. This is not a spread system where Wazoo, where that's okay. You know, if we can't run our zone, well, then that means we're going to have to just throw it everywhere, and they're capable of doing that. That's not the way it works. In Gus's system and his kind of power spread run system, you've got to be able to feature that aspect of it, and they just simply can't do it. The personnel up front, Kerryon, I think, was a very special back. I think you see that in the NFL with some of the things he's been doing even this year as a rookie. And, you know, obviously Jarrett needs that kind of help, as a lot of QBs do in that conference, to balance it out, and they just cannot do anything up front.
This Michigan team lost week one, and they haven't lost since. Why are they so much better now? Because they're clicking off some good wins, and they've got Ohio State in their sights after Indiana this weekend. What has made Michigan so much better now than maybe they were even in week one against a quality Notre Dame team?
Yeah, gosh, I think we talked about this, guys, way back when in the summertime or early in the season. I really felt like Shea Patterson was going to be a guy that when you play football the way Jim Harbaugh wants to do it and you want to play complementary football on offense, defense, and special teams, you still need a quarterback that just breathes life and confidence in everybody else. And he's a guy that has done that. And unfortunately for him, he had to be thrown in the fire week one against Notre Dame. Totally new system, totally new coaches, new personnel, everything else. And he just wasn't quite what he, well, not wasn't quite. He wasn't anywhere near what he is today. And just the confidence he's playing with, his ability to erase a bad block, something that Jim has not had really in his tenure there at Michigan as far as the quarterback goes, where this is not a great call. And they got me on the chessboard, and they brought a blitz, so they brought an extra defender. And instead of being a dead play, this guy is making something happen. And I think it's invigorated not only that offensive huddle, but the defensive huddle, that stadium, and a real sense of belief, kind of not unlike the guy at Washington State that I watched last week and Gardner Minshew, and I'll see this week. When he just steps in the huddle, there's a sense of belief that you're going to get this done. And, man, that is a powerful, powerful tool in football.
You mentioned Notre Dame, and with the way USC's playing, this seems to be that last hurdle for Notre Dame in going undefeated and getting into a college football playoff. Do you think Syracuse can make it happen in Yankee Stadium and pull the upset?
Syracuse is going to make this thing very interesting now. Very, very interesting. I don't see Notre Dame, you know, jumping out to a big lead and doing some of the things that they have done on their opponents here recently. And just stylistically, that is something that I know Brian Kelly and his staff are going to, in a week, have to really crank it up. And it's something that you can't necessarily replicate very well in practice, some of the things that they do. They are feeling a little bit more like Baylor did back in the day with Art Briles, where you're just like, man, they can run it, they can throw it, their tempo is insane, they don't do a million things, and they too have a quarterback in Dungy that has just got this brave heart aspect to it, man. He gets beat up, he's bruised, he's bloodied, it's not pretty, he just wings this thing like Uncle Rico, but holy cow, are they finding ways to win. So I think that that's going to be a whale of a ball game.
Brock Huard, ESPN, one more before you go. This may be unfair because you had them week one, so it's been a while perhaps since you've seen Cincinnati, but from what you've seen in them, do you get the sense that they've got anything for Central Florida and Orlando Saturday night?
Yeah, I think they do, because they've got a few of the things you have to have if you're going to play a Central Florida team. You have to minimize possessions. You have to shorten the game. It cannot be an 18-possession game. It's got to sit between, you know, ideally 10 to 12, and they've got the capability of doing that. And then they've got a defensive line group. You know, they got a front four that is not, you know, like a bunch of their peers in that conference that can actually rush for and impact the pocket. So, yeah, that too I think will be a good game. But unfortunately, down in Orlando, I think it'll be and game day and the national audience. I think it'll be too much UCF and Mackenzie Milton in that one.
All right, he's ESPN's Brock Huard. Watch him 9:30. You'll put us. You'll be the last thing we see before we go to bed. Arizona at.
You can say it. I'll put you. No, you can say it. I'll put you.
Almost said it. Arizona at Washington State, 9:30 ESPN. That one would upset the apple cart in the Pac-12. No pun intended. If Arizona pulls off the upset there, thank you, Brock.
The human Benadryl right here. You got it, brother.
See ya.
Always get Lance's Lock on Twitter @TheLanceTaylor.